recording. Okay, we are now being recorded by my MP3 player.
Very good. Okay, so what we want to do now is that I need you to take this link, which is the rhythm on Bulería, Alegrías, and every 12 beat. I have here, I just sent you the link, so just check there in the chat box.
Okay, I just clicked on something down there.
Hold it. Yes,
something came on down below. I clicked on it, and then it went away.
Okay, then try to find it out again.
Oh boy.
Just with the you know with what with the at the right of the page there is this thing that has a button that moves up and down. And with this you will see.
Okay, let's see. Quality information, hide messages, turn off video. I don't want to do that for sure.
No, it's just at the bottom of the page.
Well, can you do what you did? Can you send it again?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
I sent it.
This time it didn't show up.
Do you have the page big? The screen make.
Okay, make full like that.
You need to maybe put it middle size. Let me see.
Oh, what is this? Okay, there's an HTML. This is probably it. Okay, this is your website.
Yes. Okay, click there and now click the PDF.
Click which one?
Yes. If you click one of these, that is my website, but this is the private channel.
Okay. Okay, I'm in the download section, tablatures and partitures. Is that where I'm supposed to be?
Yes.
Bulería Strum?
Yes, Bulería Strum. And then click that one that says Bulería Tafal 3 PDF.
Okay. And there you go. All right. So that was going to be one of my first questions is, do we have some kind of notation?
Oh, yes. We'll have everything. Notation, chaos, support, everything. Because now you also have right to get these parts of the video channel, of the private channel that you may need for your lessons. And there you will see all the information that's needed, so that's
okay.
That's why it's the same like taking the lesson in the studio. Because in the studio I give you in the paper, and here I will give you just there, which also...
I was just going to show you, I don't know if you can see this, I've done almost the same thing from your description. Can you see that? It's got coffee all over it because... I took it to Spain with me, and I had a thermos full of coffee in my backpack. all of my music has coffee spilled all over it for that reason. Okay, so now we're going to do this with in the first position, I take it.
So first we will do just mute it here. Copy it in a paper, just the first line that says index down, index up, index down, middle finger down.
Okay, now I can get to this even after our session?
Yes, for sure.
Actually, what I'll do, and I'm going to go ahead and print this right now, but I'm not going to go bother and get it probably.
No problem.
Okay. So I will have it to go back to. In the meantime, I'll just work off the PDF.
Exactly, okay. So, first thing will be index down with golpe de ancla. Golpe, tapping, middle ring. So it will be like this. Index down. Then we will hit here the golpe beside the face. Like this. So it will be one. Thank you.
You're just doing the down at this point. You're not doing the up.
And then index up. Yes. One. And when we do index up, we play just from the third string up. One.
Now, your right thumb, does that stay on the top of the guitar, or you just have that free?
This is free. Yes. That's fantastic. Now, the beat two, so let's repeat the beat with this. Just beat one, that we will do one, that. Just index down, golpe de anular, index up. Repeat it with me, counting three fourths. Like this. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. First the one note on. One, two, three, one, two, one, three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Very good. Now you come with me. Three and one, two, three. 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 Now let's do two notes. Index down, index up. But count with me, because we need to count.
Oh, okay. Count out loud. That's when it gets tough.
No, but that's a good thing, because we don't want to count at all.
Yeah, I'm... Let me just say this, and this is what I've been building up to, but I do find, some people can multitask, others can't, and I am just not good at more than one thing at a time, so I finally get it so I can do the physical, and then when I start counting, it throws me off, but we need to learn to do that, so.
But that's not multitasking, that's what you are saying, I agree with you, but one thing is, this counting, is really, counting and playing will be one only, because... Mm. One task only, because we don't really want to count, but the only way that we don't count, ironically, is to go counting first, because to count, why we are counting first, because we don't want to count at all, and we want to internalize the rhythm properly. If I can count and play this voice out loud, that we say the number, that will signify the rhythm that we have, inner rhythm we are following with the strum. And therefore it's only one thing, the head, and that should be one, because it signifies what rhythm we have in the mind.
Right, and this is what practice is all about, right?
Yes,
in practice is internalizing it.
I'm sure you can do it if you have good hand and,
okay,
and,
so we'll...
And good rhythm to develop. So let's see one thing. We will do just index down, index up. When we do index up from the third string up, and then we just count from one to three. So one, two, three, and one, two, three, 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 one, two, and three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Okay, one, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Let's do this. Just one first. Let's do just index down on the first, because we have to add one note at a time. Try. One, two, three.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Two, three. One, 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 two, three. 3.
Now let's try index of 2. So we will do 1. 1 will be at
1. Say that again. 1 will be...
1 will be at 1.
1 is going to be both strums.
Yes.
1. Did I do a mute? Yes. No. I can't hear you.
Okay.
But now I can hear you.
Yes, that's good. Okay. Now, do you see me there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's do. What we did so far is index down, index off, and now we will do index down. So it will be one, we will do three things.
On one count, or is this on two counts?
On two counts. We'll count one is index down, index off.
Okay, so it's one and two.
Yes. And then in two, we will do index down. So it will be like this. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Three. One and two, three. One and two, three. One and two and three. Oops. One and two and three. 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 One and two and three.
Yes.
One and two and three. 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 3. 1 and 2 and 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 3.
Okay, now we will do one note more,
okay,
which is middle ring finger down. 1 and 2 and 3. So it will be 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Ta 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 boom.
So it's 1 and 2 and 3.
Yes,
two has two fingers. So it's, let's see, 1 and 2 and 3.
Yes, until there, yes. That's right. Just four notes we are playing. Index down, index up, index down, and middle finger down.
Okay, bum bum. Okay,
yes,
so it's,
so it would be 1 and 2 3. Let's do very slow.
And three has no notes. Three's pause.
Three has no notes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
So fast. 2 3 and 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 2 3.
1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and
2
and
3.
Yes. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and
2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3. So, we have to go more to the right. Yes, that's right.
Okay.
One,
and...
Two, yes. Will be 1, 2, 3.
So, let me clarify. So, the one down is on the bass strings?
Yes.
And golpe at the same time.
From the third octave.
I always get confused which is first and which is sixth. So, but I think in terms of bass.
Which is the basses.
Basses. So that's fine. Okay, so bass. We're doing bass and golpe.
And when we go up, we play from the thirdest tempo.
Okay, so we're playing on the way up. Okay, so we're not using the treble.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay, now, and with the golpe, we're doing the golpe with the middle and ring finger?
Yes, middle and ring finger together and flesh. Because you know there's three kinds of golpe, which is nail,
yeah.
Then nail and flesh, and
yeah.
Then just flesh.
Yeah.
That's the one we are going to use.
And see, the difficulty I have is when I'm doing the golpe with my fingers and trying to reach the bass strings.
Okay, that's how we will solution this. We will solution it like this. First, having the middle ring finger near to the first string, and then I will play just very near to the top I have it. And then when I do index down, look where is my index. My index is here. And then I will do index down, and it's an easy thing. Yes, that's good. That's very good.
But it's only those three bass strings.
You don't have to play the sixth string. That's okay if you play from the fifth.
And we're doing flesh and nail. Flesh and nail?
No, it will be, well, will be eventually best flesh only.
Flesh, okay, that's easier.
Yes, flesh only. That's very good, that's very good. Only thing is we should get that deep sound. Like what I showed you, I will send you a video that you can see also after the class.
Okay.
Let me search it out right now so that we can remember the principle of the golpe. Of the golpe, that how it has to sound this one. Let's see. Now it's here. This one. Okay. This is like the exercise we are doing. I send you this video for later. You can see after the class.
Okay.
This one. I just send you now. Of course, I can send you all this by mail also in case you cannot. Can you keep this in a Word document? Those links, or do you prefer me to send it to your mail?
Actually, I do best with email.
Okay, then let me send this by mail.
Okay.
So that you don't lose the links, because this is the, like kind of your personal book, electronic book.
All right.
For your lessons, it's a personal thing. No problem, I can send you that.
Yeah, and this way I put them in a special place in my email and
yes,
keep them there.
That's good. That's very good. Don't, no problem. Okay. Okay, so
okay.
We're going very nice now. Let's see. What we will do is one and two. So
okay, one and two.
And then the thumb should not near the string.
Okay, the thumb just stays in the air.
In the air, look, like this. But in the air, over the strings.
Okay.
Not in this part, but more over the strings. Yes. Just don't think of the thumb. Yes, exactly. Because if the thumb is here, it will anchor on there. Let's try.
So at one point, somebody say the thumb is very important for the thumb to always be there.
Yes, but that's for other techniques.
For other things.
No. Because for this one, we need to flow the hand, and if the thumb is here, it will be anchored.
Okay, well, that's probably going to be a habit that I'm going to have to undo. Because I've worked so hard to keep my thumb there.
If you practice with the program of study we have, is that you practice 20 minutes only. If you have 20 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
That's enough. But you have to practice really 20 minutes.
I understand.
One day, 3 hours, 3 days, nothing, then another day, 6 hours. But 20 minutes every day of proper practice, it's a lot of time, really. People say, I want to play more like that. I say, no. First do 20 proper. If you can do 20 proper, then you can later on increase eventually to 30 or 45, like that, up to an hour maybe, but even 20 minutes. 20 minutes is fantastic time. So we will do two things now. That is, one is the rhythmic part, and the other will be the scale part. I will tell you now. Look.
Okay.
So we do one, two, three. So one and two and three is space.
Down on three.
Very good, Bruce. That one. That one is the one. Okay, very good. You are going good.
Okay.
One, two, three, and one, and two. No problem with two. Slow first. Slow correct means fast correct.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can you see my fingers all right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all right. I can see you. Yeah, that's why it's good to have the camera there on instead of the paper, because
okay.
then I can check everything you do. That's very important,
okay.
Is just to practice properly the 20 minutes every day and have the regular lessons so that I can check what you are doing, that you are doing proper, and then you just go up. There is no limit
right.
How much you can progress and advance on this. Okay, now let's do the last note, which is thumb up. So that completes the three beats. Will be one, two, and three. In the example, thumb up. That's
okay.
The thing. You know, this is how it sounds. This sounds when we play past that. Look how nice this sounds. We sound. Fast later. Now we don't need fast. We need just the fingers proper. And if the fingers slow correct means fast correct.
Mm-hmm.
If I do a slow proper, then that's perfection now. The Paco de Lucia's technique is based on practicing perfectly means the best you can do right now, not in the future. People say, well, in the next class, for the next week, as homework, I will do later the good. No, no, no. We need to do good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But as speed that we can handle, that's the gradient technique. And then from there, we will just build up the speed. Not that one day we will play good. No, no, we play good right now. Just like I am seeing now, you did very good that. So let's proceed with the technique. It will be one finger more, that is thumb up, we say. So let's again summarize it. It's one, index down into thumb. Two, index down, little ring finger down. With careful with the thumb. The thumb should not be resting there. We just do index and middle ring finger down without the thumb being resting on the six strings. Yes. That's very good. That's very good. And then index down, thumb up. Okay, now let's try to organize these three at 60 beats per minute that we were doing before. One, two, three, and one, two, and three. Let's try this one. At 51 beats per minute, so we can be sure we are okay. One, two, three, and then we'll come one time and then start. One, two, three, one.
It's missing is the golpe.
I'll add
the golpe in.
That video I will send you, that I put you here, but I will send to your mail. This video has the golpe, how it should sound very clear. This golpe has to be deep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between the back of the kick and four. Four back was the name. And eight can never be deep. You will break the name if you try to do deep the name. We use flesh, and that's in the middle finger together, the two fingers, middle fingers. Okay, now let's see a bit of the scales we will play, just to get a bit the hand going from the to the fretboard flowing, a little bit of that, and then we will, because the lesson should consist of repertory, some technique, and some rhythm. Everything should be balanced to get your fingers going properly. That is a nice approach to scales. Okay, so I just send you now other link from the private channel that has a tab paper for the scales we will use. You can also try to, later on we will try to enhance our improvisation and this. Try to improvise quite over tangos, things like easy, especially for implementing 2 hours, for example. Okay. one that says PDF, and I will show you how to read it.
I think I've got it someplace here.
The very last link I just sent.
Okay, major scale free fingerings.
Yes, fingerings. That's right. Okay, click there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will see a page that has says major scale fingerings. Have it download?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay, you download it, and you can see already. Yes.
One.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, that's one scale for C sharp.
You read very nice. So with the red ink, we have the fingers of the left hand, and then with blank ink, we have the frets normal. So that scale is C sharp major.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key that says C sharp major at the right part of the scale. It says key and pattern one. This will be six patterns, right? But we will try with the first one only. No problem. Okay. The first pattern.
Now, what did you say about the difference between the black and the red? They look identical.
Yes. Exactly. It looks identical because it's on the first fret. But when we will go up of the fretboard, second fret, third fret, like that, you can keep reading just the red.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Means in the first fret are exactly the same. But when we will go up, second fret, third fret, fourth fret, etc., then the black should change, right?
Yes, it'll be on a different line, presumably.
Yes.
And
no, we will be on a different fret. Means
I see. Okay, it'll be on the same line, but a different fret. It'd be in a different position.
The red fingers will be the same, the red ink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try to play it to show you how it works. So let's do, on the first fret, we will do 1, 2, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4. Let's try that.
Let's see. Yes, I understand. Sure.
Because you can keep reading the red, but we will go up, so the black ink will not be matching with what we are really playing if we go up the fretboard. Okay, now, that scale thing, we should practice this also, say, 5 minutes a day. Very easy stuff. Until we can flow there, like... The secret of the scale playing that is very important for our sound. Index and middle, and that's how we will use this thing. Okay, for example, how we will use it, because it's important to know why we are doing something also. Because one part of the lesson should be with technique. That's why I gave the scales.
Mm-hmm.
With the scales we can play. So for example, let's say this one here. Let's say this. Okay, take this other link. A ver, pero one second, let me see. This is the entre dos aguas más. Okay, take that link there. Please click there, and then you will see that it has a MP3 files.
Okay. Entre dos aguas.
Entre dos aguas, yes.
It's
a rumba, a Paco de famous thing. And this one, with this we will try to play the scale we just played now. We will play it from the fret 7. Let's try just to play from the 7th fret, up and down.
You want me to do on this side or just on your side?
No, I would like to you to check.
Okay.
If it download already the Entre Dos Aguas thing.
Slow or both? Oh, I see. If one says slow part one.
Slow part no. Entre Dos Aguas part one. That one.
Okay. And it is down. Well, it's. I'm not sure if it's downloading or gonna play.
Should be downloading.
Okay.
If it doesn't have the bottom that says download.
Well, you know, I think it's going to want to play this thing.
Okay, then let's do one thing. You can also click in the one that says Entre Dos Aguas Part 1.
Let me try something here. Okay, it's downloading now.
Very good, fantastic, okay.
Now that's the MP3 player I think that I'm hearing.
Very good, very good. Okay, that's this rhythmic. That's a rhythmic that I'm trying to learn before. And that one there, if I play the scale.
So in other words, use the rhythm to play the scales over.
Yes, exactly. But do one thing, play the second one, the one that this is, you played Entre Dos Aguas the slow part.
Okay, I'm trying to get back to that page.
And I would like you to play Entre Dos Aguas part one.
Okay.
The one that is below.
Below it. Oh, I see. There's one down below. Okay.
Yes. That one there. Click that one.
Okay.
That one there. Very good. Because that one is just normal speed. Okay. Now, with that one there, over this, try to play some notes with using that escape from the 7th fret. Anything that comes, doesn't matter if it's personal. Yes.
Thank you.
Instead of the alegrías or bulería or complex stuff, because why? If you can do it this way, that will be so much easier for you to understand first 4/4 and then 12 beats.
Okay. You're the doctor here, so I'll go with what you say. It's just been that I've been trying to figure out the 12 beats for so long. Now, I don't know if you recall, I sent you an email about a month ago explaining. Thanking you for the free videos. Your explanation was the clearest I've ever heard. It never made any sense, all the in-between beats. You know, they'd say you count to 12 and you accent the 12 and the 3 and so on. I could never hear it. But
you can't even hear.
You pulled it apart for me.
Is that the public channel that is there with some free videos, etc., that's very good, but that gives a general idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if those videos were never intended to substitute the teacher, because
right.
Now the tendency, you are also by age like that, we are of other kind, but nowadays the young guys, those guys that are very young, 18, 17, 20, maybe less than 20 years, they go by the method of do-it-yourself on everything. So therefore, they think that they can learn that way, and that way no one can learn really. Because I tell you one thing, it doesn't matter how good is the video. The public video is just general, and it gives an idea. But now, how I will imbibe this knowledge and learn it myself and apply that it has to be given to you specifically. Because we are individual persons with different capacities and with different possibilities of and also speed of learning, different capacity to interiorize and to digest the knowledge we receive. How we process this knowledge in the learning process is all thousand variations depending on different individuals, and therefore it can never be given the real thing on a public video general, because a public video gives an idea. Now those videos, all these 500 videos there, were intended only to, and that's how it started, that this is a support for the students that take the lessons. Because in the lessons you see something, and then with the video you maybe can remember, just as a backup. But it's not really to substitute the teaching, because the teaching is personal. Now, for example, I see you are on which level? You are intermediate level, like not beginner really, but also not advanced, in the middle part. So I have to pull up your level. I have to assess this assessment of you, of where you are, and what you need to get up, to pull up this level. That's only can be given in the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
No video can teach you that. Because the video is not going to answer your questions or to check what you are doing. And therefore, that's why, although there is Juan Martín method and this and that, 20 million methods of guitar, how to play flamenco, I haven't seen one person playing properly with those things. Why? Because of this thing. And that's why Paco de Lucía never made an instructional DVD on this thing. Why?
Mm.
Because we don't believe on the do-yourself thing. The flamenco guitar, especially in classic guitar, we may be able to learn with partitures or alone. It's more likely that you will succeed.
What you learn by doing it yourself is a lot of bad habits. I went through that when I was younger. I tried to do it myself, and then finally I found a teacher to help me. At that time I was trying to learn classical. And the first part was spent getting rid of all the bad habits.
Imagine. So now we have to exactly invest double time and effort. Mm. So it means we will do so less effort if we just follow one line of a story, of one line of guitar properly with the teacher, and then I can indicate you what to do. Don't worry, I know what you need, and you improvise very good, by the way. I was amazed that after 1 or 2 minutes, you start flowing there with some nice melodic ideas. Okay, those things, this signifies a potential you have there. And now we have to see how to explore this potential to make it really expand up to whatever you want to expand. So that potential you have technically there, of course, that's why we practice the scale.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we practice the scale technique because we want to play melodies nicely and flow with the fingers. So everything has a purpose. It's not disconnected. Like if I take from videos in YouTube, I go to one teacher, then I go to other video. One says it's the finger like this, the other says it's like that,
mm-hmm.
the other says other things. So I will learn 20 things, and now people is calling me, is very confused sometimes. They say, my, well, it's like this or like that, but this other guy says it's like that.
Well, it's
so
like
say,
the
no,
thumb
no, no,
against
no.
the...
Look, first decide what you want to see. And then now take just that first. Once you become very advanced, then you can learn from many people.
Yeah.
But
so,
actually,
yeah, let me...
from many teachers is only for advanced level.
Hmm.
Otherwise, in the beginning, or even in the intermediate level, it will just create confusion. Because you will follow one thing and the other will say the opposite. So, therefore, that's why I first completed one study. And now I can learn from other players. I can learn even from electric guitar players now. When there is a nice seminar, and I think like Pat Metheny, a famous player, American, he came just 2 months here to Toronto and played with robots. Have you seen his new project? Had an amazing thing that I couldn't believe that a robot can do such a thing. So it came with an orchestra of robots and playing here and there. So
robots?
Robots. I will send you the link right now.
Okay.
And you will be amazed. Look, check this thing.
All right. I'll look at it.